Long before the World Meeting of Families was planned or Pope Francis became the pontiff, the local documentary filmmaking crew led by Sam Katz began work on a history of Catholicism in Philadelphia. The result is a feature-length documentary called Urban Trinity. It debuts tonight, just as the Catholic world focuses on Philadelphia. WHYY's Dave Davies has seen the film and learned a lot he didn't know.
Urban Trinity opens with the familiar voice of Chris Matthews, who grew up in Philadelphia.
We really lived in a Catholic world growing up. I mean, all our friends were Catholic. I just assumed that was the world we lived in, novenas and going to St. Stephen's on Broad Street. The whole works, big crowds at Mass.
But even people who grew up Catholic in Philadelphia may not realize the full measure of the faith's impact on the city and its history.
Catholicism in America is largely urban.
Sam Katz is the film's executive producer.
And really, the most iconic Catholic city in America is Philadelphia. We not only have the largest parochial school system, we have the most Catholic higher education institutions in any diocese in America, and we had, for a long time, the most powerful clergy.
An example, Cardinal Dennis Dougherty, who led the Philadelphia Archdiocese for nearly three decades in the first half of the 20th century. In the early 30s, when movies became popular among the city's working class, Dougherty didn't like what they were seeing on the screen.
Hollywood studio men love the sinful city. It's their favorite setting for vice, for adventure, crime, and it's the source of their largest audience.
Urban Trinity director Andrew Ferret says Dougherty decided he had to protect his flock from this assault on their morals.
And so he announces from the pulpit, he writes a letter and tells every priest in Philadelphia to read it from the pulpit that no Catholic in Philadelphia can go see a movie, any movie, and movie attendance in the city plummets.
One estimate says 40% of the city's theaters closed. The film also traces the origin of many Catholic institutions to the Bible or nativist riots in 1844, when Protestants attacked Catholics in part because of their resistance to using the King James Bible.
From Independence Hall, the Protestant mob rampages north to Catholic Kensington, intent on destruction.
Film director Andrew Ferret says churches were burned and dozens were killed.
So they formed a cocoon, a protective shell, in a way, where they could practice their religion, have their hospitals, universities, schools, and churches all separate from the intolerant Protestant world.
The 87-minute documentary will be shown on Channel 6 in three chapters, the first two tonight at 7 and 7:30, and the final one at midnight Sunday, following the Pope's departure from the city. Dave Davies, WHYY News.